Episode 2982, Make Your Own Rules.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, and happy St. Patty's Day. Oh yes, are you wearing green? Did you forget? Well, hurry up, run back home. You've got 2.5 seconds. Okay, maybe not. Just claim that your eyes are green and go with it, or that you have, you know, green underpants or undergarments. You'll get by. But today, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Make your own rules. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, as you know, there's a lot happening. Number one, it's St. Patty's Day. And yes, I know, make everything green. It's fun. And if it's past St. Patty's Day for you, that's okay. Make something green because you know what? Spring is here. And I don't know about you, but man, we've got freezing weather outside. It's just crazy. And I'm so glad that you're here though, because as you can tell, we love to have a party every single day. And that's been our motto in our family all the time. It's a party every day. And then with confessions, I think it's important for us to understand that sometimes we don't always get things right, but allowing ourselves a safe place to talk about it, for us to be real with each other, then allows us to really impact our children who we're raising up. This is the next generation that's going to lead not just our country, but our world. So without further ado, let's dive in. Why is it that we concern ourselves so much with what others think? How you raise your children is your choice. Stop looking side to side and make your own rules. As a parent, it's easy to get caught up, right, in what others think is right or wrong. You know, whether it's family members or friends, maybe it's your best friend, maybe it's your mom even. Everyone has their opinions on what's best for your children. However, it's important to remember that you are the parent and ultimately you get to decide what rules are best for your family. Now, this may not go over well with friends and family. You may have some pushback, but guess what? That's okay. That's why you have options out there, right? It's your family. It's your rules. So first off, let's just look at the importance of recognizing that you are not your child's friend, period. I know most parents don't even want to talk about it that way because our children want us to be their friend. Well, ultimately, really, they don't want to. They want us to be cool. And if we're cool, we can be their friend. Most of the time, we as parents, we're not cool. But let's pretend that we could be. Should we be their friend? No, we are to be their parent. And I know how challenging that is for some parents. Because you want to be accepted. And maybe you didn't have a good relationship with your parents. And you're like, gosh darn it. I want to have like that friend relationship. I want to be able just to hang out. Guess what? You're going to have moments like that. But when you're raising them between in your tummy all the way up till you tell them to get out of the house, it's your rules. You get to make your own rules. And I get it. While it's essential to build a loving and trusting relationship with our children, we also have a responsibility to guide them and set boundaries, because if we don't, who's going to? And you really want to look at the who's going to? Yeah, I know, I'm scared to death. I don't care, turn on old-fashioned TV, look at your reels, jump on Facebook, and if you're brave enough to hit TikTok, which I am not, don't want to go there, I would recommend you not going there either, but if your child's there, you should be there. Seriously, but we'll leave that for another episode. But I think what's happening is that we're trying to be best buds when we're supposed to be mom and dad. Make your own rules. You show your child that you are confident in your decisions and that you have their best interests at heart, even though they're going to argue differently at times. Yeah, think about the stages of terrible twos, tweens, and teens. And by doing so, you're going to earn your child's respect and help them to develop a strong sense of self, right? Who they are, self-respect, and independence. Now remember, they can't see this. Did you hear me? They can't see this. Their minds aren't developed to the point of understanding what you know and them assuming what they want, because they only want what they want. And if they don't have to argue for it and you can just give it to them because you're your friend, yeah, let's be their friend. It's so nice to be friends. No, it's not. Be a parent, grow up. Too many times we have too many parents being children. And yeah, this is my confession day, so I'm letting it all hang out. Grow up, parents. We also have to understand that it's crucial that every family is unique. And what works for one may not work for another, right? Just because something works for me doesn't mean it's going to work for you. However, can we take pointers from each other? Yes, that's why I'm on here. At no point in time have I ever said, you have to do this or else. No. These are my thoughts, my suggestions. But ultimately, what? You're the parent. You get to decide. Make your own rules. Because when you do so, you take into account your family's values, beliefs, your culture, right? How you want to be identified as a family. I know this because we've grown up as a family. We've had twists and turns and all arounds, ups and downs, struggles and troubles, you name it. But we've been through everything together. And I've had many, many, many families, especially moms, look at me. And they say, Christiane, you know, this is what your family stands for when I look at you. They're not talking about me, as in who I am as a personality. They're not talking about how I look. No, they're talking about our family structure, who we are as a family, what we stand for. They can see it because that's what my husband and I believe in, and that's how we've raised our children. Can a stranger see your values in your family? Do they know? With by just watching you, what you value, your beliefs, your morals. You can create a parenting style that aligns with your family's morals and ethics, right? And by doing so, you give your child a strong foundation that they can rely on as they navigate the world around them. Make your own rules. And as we know, change is a constant. And in raising kids, so are the stages they go through. And sometimes, oh my goodness, it seems like every day is a new stage. Have you ever been there? You're like, am I not done with this stage already? What happened to yesterday? And now you're on today and you're like, oh my goodness, mind blown. But when you do this, right, it allows you to be flexible and adaptable as your child grows and develops. As your child needs change, you can adjust your parenting style accordingly. And you get to learn too, bonus, from your experiences and make changes to your approach if necessary. Because sometimes we got to change our approach, right? If you have, which I've had five, and each of our individual, I mean, our children, right? They're all individuals, obviously. But looking at each of them, they have totally different personalities, which is awesome. But literally, it's like they're their own little unit. And I got to figure out, how do I solve that problem? Go back to, I don't know, algebra 2. Most of us go to algebra 2. A lot of us hate it. I hated trigonometry and calculus, but I got through it. And so when I look at that, I'm thinking, I got to figure out this problem. Oh my goodness. And the problem just doesn't go away in a day. It's with you for years. We're talking decades. Yeah. That's a lighter way of looking at it. But the honest way of looking at it is, guess what? All of this adds up to showing your child that it's okay to make mistakes and that learning and growing is a part of life when you make a mistake. You own it. You make changes. You learn too. You adjust. You're adaptable. You're flexible. But that doesn't mean you're their friend. You love them in a different manner. Make your own rules. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Make your own rules. This is really to give you the space and time to think about this, because I know it's not on my calendar either. Let me see. I need to think about how I raise my kids. Now, did I actually do that? Yeah, decades ago. Because mine are all older. I had those hard conversations actually before my husband and I got married. I made some things very, very clear at the gate because both of us were going to be in powerhouse careers. And we were going to need to be able to have a strong family unit. So the two of us had to be very strong. And I knew however many kids we had, and I didn't just want one. He would have gone with just one. We had two. We ended up with five. None of them were planned. I know you're wondering, really? Nope, none of them were planned. Most of them were stair steps. We had five kids, eight and under. Crazy, I know. But I wouldn't have changed one second for it. I would say this, though. Have kids when you're young. That's a side note. But this really is a space for you to think about this, to reassure yourself if necessary, to make adjustments in your parenting style, to pause and verify that you are doing what's best for your child, and maybe to take a parenting inventory of what works and what doesn't. Man, when the kids are going through their stages of life, you got to sit here and say, how do I talk to this girl? Because it's different than how do you talk to the boy? And you know what was crazy? For us, it was girl, boy, girl, boy, boy. Oh, man. I got it right with the girl. Then came the boy, and I'm like, seriously, got to change that up. Oh, next came the girl. I'm like, I just learned the boy. Had to change again to the girl. Oh, wait, then another boy. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Hence the ups and downs and all arounds. But looking back, loved every minute of it. Was it hard? You better believe your bottom dollars it was. It was not easy. And there were years that I was the married, single married mother, is what I called myself. Is that right? Single? Yeah, I was a single married mother. Because that's how it was. I couldn't rely on my husband's schedule. I could rely on him, but not his schedule. And he didn't have control over it. And I knew this going into it. So we had to be very specific about how we raised the kids. And yeah, for most of it, it was me. And that's not to hold me up on a pedestal, because that means shoot buckets. If they screw up, then you know where the chips fall, right at my feet. And that's my problem. Now, as they got older and his career began to settle in, he became more involved. But he too had to make adjustments. He missed some of their lives growing up, not because he wanted to. It was just a matter of fact. And sometimes I think we as parents, we get stuck and saying, gosh darn it, I have this whole vision of what I want my family to look like. And then you have the first, then you have the second. And you're like, why in the heck did I end up with the number three? We probably should have stopped at zero. No, kids are blessings. Having a family is a blessing, but it all takes work. So how do you make your own rules holding true to your values? Well, number one, identify your family's values and beliefs. What do you want to teach your child? What is important to you as a family? Because there are some things that, think about this. Each child is different and unique, right? Mine were five of them. And so I look at 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and I'm thinking, okay, 1 is somewhat like 3. Not really, though. And then you got 2 who could be like, oh, no. And then you're like, okay, but we can all agree that I want everybody to be kind. I want everybody to be compassionate. I want everybody to have a foundation in God and the belief that they were created in the image of Him. And what does that mean? That was important to us. We raised them that way. What are your values and your family beliefs? Because when you identify your values, you can create rules that align with them, that align with your beliefs, and teach your children the principles that matter most to your family. That's building a strong family, a strong foundation for your family. But you've got to know what you're doing. And I know they're not teaching this in school. They're not even teaching this in college. My daughter, this is going way back, she was majoring in psychology, and one of her psychology classes was adolescent psychology. And so, of course, they bring home a baby to take care of. And believe it or not, I actually had to take care and babysit that baby. That was my first weird grandchild. Can I just say that? It was very strange, but yes. So I go, and during this time, she's running track. Oh, wait, this was not college. I take this back. No. This was in high school because she didn't run track in college. Huh, stories, mishap. Anyway, we're in high school now doing this. And so I'm sitting here with the, you know, pre-grandchild, kind of sort of weird and strange. I'm sitting up there in the stands watching this baby and having to take care of it because it's on a timer and, you know, they cry and you got to take care of them. And she's out running the track. I'm like, oh my goodness, if this is real life, we're all in trouble. But it made me realize and think, wait a minute. She took this very seriously. She could have left the baby at home. I wouldn't have to worry about it. But she said, no, Mom, I want to do this right. She made sure I was able to care for the baby while she was running track at her meet. That one, actually, her grandma came. It was crazy. Really? We're bringing a baby and grandma? Which would have been great grandma to the baby? I don't know. Anyway, you get my point, right? See, somewhere you have to find some humor in life or you're just going to be in a corner crying. That's parenting. It's confession day. Let it all hang out. It's all right. But you got to know your family's values. What do you want your kids to believe in? Now, does that mean they won't challenge you on it later? No, they're going to challenge you. I'm telling you that right now. And they should. Because if you do your job, they'll come back to what they were rooted in. It may take a few years. For some, maybe a decade. It just depends on the child. But you hold strong, and I promise you, God's got him. Number two, communicate with your child. You got to talk to your child about your rules. There are so many parents who just say you can't do that. Well, did you tell them that there were rules involved? Like, you can't expect them to be home at curfew if you don't tell them that there's a curfew. Kind of hard to punish a rule that you don't know about, right? I mean, it's like a speeding ticket. If you're speeding, but you aren't told that there's a law for speeding, and if you're speeding, you can get your license taken away, all of this stuff, right? We all know those speeding tickets. Yeah, we'll leave that too for another episode. But if we break the law, we know that that's against the rules. And so there's going to be consequences, good or bad. Well, your kids need to know the rules and why they're important. And in that discussion, when you're telling them, and understand this is going to grow with them. So you're going to have these conversations throughout, you know, the time that they're under your roof. And when you do that, you've got to listen to their perspective. Does that mean you have to do what they say? Nope, you're the parent. You're not the friend. You'll have plenty of years to be friends. I know, ask my mom. It's wonderful. But guess what? She's still my mom. And yeah, she can still parent me. Do I have to listen to her now? Nope, I'm an adult. But do I listen to her? Yes. She's a very wise woman. And you see, that came with her and how my dad raised us, as saying, these are our values. Now, did they sit us down and say, write this out? You got to know these. No. They modeled them to us. We knew it. We went to church. We read the Bible. You know, we went to youth group. We had those hard conversations sometimes that no one wants to have, whether it's about sex, whether it's about dating, whether it's about driving, whether it's about being a good sibling, whether it's about respecting your parents because you really just don't want to respect them because you're just in a mood because, well, as a teenager, you can just be in a mood, right? She laid the groundwork, and so did my dad. But in order for our kids to understand the groundwork, they got to know it. So don't sit here and make your rules like incognito. Right? They need to know the rules. Lay it out for them. And when you do involve your child in the process, right, you're teaching them to think critically and empowering them to make decisions for themselves. So when they're asked, hey, do you want to go out and go grab some ice cream? And you look at the time. Wait, mom said curfew's at 10. It's 9:45. Well, that's easy. Nope, I would love to go get ice cream, but it's not going to work today because I need to be home tonight by 10. It's already 9:45. It's great time with you guys. I got to go. Have a great night. Big difference. Instead of being tempted to going, wow, 9:45. Yeah, well, I can go because she didn't know it was 10 o'clock curfew. Communicate with your child. And finally, number 3, be consistent. Once you have established your rules, stick to them. Consistency is key when it comes to parenting. And when you are consistent, you're teaching your child that rules are not negotiable. And there are consequences, good or bad, for their actions. And when I say that, it's important to understand consequences don't just have to be bad. They can be good. Reward your kids when they listen to you. And I'm not telling you to pay them. Acknowledge them. Say, you know what? You really made a good decision there. Way to go. Lift them up. Empower them. Encourage them. Because if you're not going to do it, guess where they're going? To their friends, right? Or they're going to go on their air quotes friends like TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram Reels. And they're going to be getting stuff that you don't want them to get. But if you can ground them and be consistent and encourage them, when they do go look at TikTok and all of this, they're going to be like, well, that was really stupid. It's funny as all heck, but that was really stupid. I'm not going to do that because my mom would kill me. We got to think about this, moms. We got to think about this, dads. I mean, like, seriously. Because if not, we're going to lose a generation or two or three. And that means we're failing them just because we want to be their friends. It's not our job. Our job is to parent, and it is tough. Now, one thing I will say is that sometimes you have parents in the household. There's two. And if you're divorced and you've got dad living out, maybe you've remarried, maybe you haven't, whatever the case may be, you've got to be on the same page. And you may not like each other, and those are hard conversations to have with your exes. And I say exes, I mean, I don't know how many you have, but, you know, just in generality. But you have to have those conversations. Because if not, who suffers? You think you might suffer, but no, it's your children. And that's not fair to them at all. To be a parent, we've got to put on our big girl panties. To be a dad, we got to put on our tidy whities, right? We've got to be in the game to win it for our kids. Because our kids don't know any better. Their brains are still developing. And let me tell you, with our technology and advancement of it, it's great. I love it. Look, I'm talking to you. And you're halfway across, I don't know, the world in some areas. I love that. And we're family. But the thing is this. Technology can serve a great purpose, but it also can hurt our children's minds. And it is. Studies after studies after studies. Research. And I don't need to go into all of that. Honestly, you'll turn me off. You'll be like, Christiane, I don't need to hear that. But we know it's true. You know it's true. So you've got to be the one that steps up to the plate. You've got to be the one that says, you know what? I'm in it to win it for my kids. Be bold in creating a strong and healthy family grounded in the values, beliefs, and morals that you desire for your family. And in doing so, you're creating a parenting style that works for who? Your family. Not your best friend's family. Not my family, but your family. And don't be afraid to make your own rules. Trust yourself. And remember that you're the parent. So my prayer for you, friend, may your love for your children ground you in the way you raise them. Don't be afraid to make your own rules and trust yourself. And when you do mess up, own it. God's got you as you navigate the raging waters of parenting. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.